Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
I was freaking out on TikTok the other day when I saw that a podcast episode with Justin Baldoni was coming out, and I was like, we're getting a tea. No, we're not. Justin filmed an interview with a podcast called Gents Talk back in November of 2024, which is a very interesting time period because that would be right at the tail end of the It Ends With Us movie premiere. It came out in like August. So about the 2 month mark is when things are starting to die down. And then if you remember, the lawsuits happened in late December. So the interview is now coming out a couple months later. And you can tell Justin Baldoni in it is not doing well. He talked about how he is really not sleeping. He has anxiety and he's talking to people who work for his company. Like, I'm proud of what we do, but like, I gotta be honest with you. I am going through it right now.
This morning I sent a text message to my best friend, Jamie, and the president of my company, Tara. And I told them that I wasn't in the best place. I told them that I was exhausted, that I haven't given myself time to recover or time to heal. I had a intense year, a lot of material success, mm-hmm. and a lot of emotional stress. It was very hard on me and my family. And I wear a lot of hats and I carry a lot because I love what I do. I love the company I built, the brand that we've built. I love the people that work for us. I love the movies that we make. I love the impact that we have. And yet, sometimes it's easy to, as you said earlier, fall back into our programming and be swept away in the current of self.
So I feel like with this podcast, it's so not about what he's saying, but how he's saying it. Watching this interview, you can see this man is drained. Like whatever happened during the premieres, whatever happened during the press tour for him, whatever story is right or whoever is telling the truth here, it is taking a toll on this guy.
So was this text message sent to his friend before all the nonsense with Blake Lively?
This is all happening in the fall. So he said this morning, so it's sometime in November of 2024 that he's sending this text saying like, listen, I'm proud of the work we're doing. He would later go on to talk about like, these are the kind of projects we need to continue to go for. But like, we have to really limit ourselves because I don't have the capacity to do a lot after
that.
I'm spent. Like, I've literally done all that I can do on this movie, It Ends With Us.
Yeah, you know, and for us, a movie is you're going somewhere and you see the end product, or you turn on Netflix or whatever and you see the end product. But it's not an easy job, especially when you're directing it and you're producing it. You got a lot of egos to deal with. I mean, I can't even imagine all the steps. So, you know, we're tired after one show, right? Mm-hmm. And the brain power it takes for one four-hour show. Imagine I'm working on a project like that where you have to direct everybody for 6 months to a year. Of course you got to take some time off. And then now you add the lawsuit, which I told you guys before, anybody that has gone through any kind of court proceedings or a lawsuit, it just weighs in the back of your head all the time. It's an exhausting year for the dude. I get it.
I don't even know how you have the creative capacity to put out more films or work on anything because the court case isn't even going in front of a judge until March. So you've got to be thinking about this for the next 13 months at the very least. And then however long the proceedings are going to take place, like the fact that he's even thinking about putting out more projects or working with this company to do more things is wild to me. He would also go on to talk about how he has felt like in the press at the time. So again, this is back in November of 2024. He's saying that everyone's kind of talking about his character and where he stands as a man. And I think he comes across as this very like healed guy because he has the Man Enough podcast and, you know, he puts out all these movies that have a very specific message. But he said something really interesting that's been catching a lot of headlines. And he is talking about working with people, seeing him as an authority figure. He says, I might think that I know. I might say it with authority. I might give a data point. I might speak like I'm speaking now and seem right or righteous. And yet I really am willing to have my point of view changed. I feel like an imposter all the time. I know we've all at some point experienced some kind of imposter syndrome. Mm-hmm. And then when you have someone filing a lawsuit against you saying that you're all these things that you've worked actively to not be, I know has really got to mess with your mental state of being like, well, I'm actively trying not to be this person. And here's, you know, Blake Lively coming at me with a lawsuit saying I've done all these things when he believes, according to his lawsuit, that none of that happened. Mm-hmm. So very interesting to hear that interview. You can tell he is done. And I just want to fast forward to March because I want to see how this is going to play out.
Next March.
Next March.
I'm sure he does too.
All right. You might have had a favorite Super Bowl commercial, but the data doesn't lie. I'm going to tell you what the top ad was this year on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.